Subject, girlfriend one day, married someone else the next day. Dear Stephen Shirley, he never told me that he was getting married when we met. The wife called me and admitted that they got married after we met and also admitted they were broken up right up to the wedding date. He was spending the night with me all the way up to the wedding night. When he and I spoke after his wife called me, he explained that he never should have done it and that he married her to get back at his baby mama. I went off. I asked him why he would use someone who has loved him and who has been his best friend. He said until he met me, he was used to moving like a sorry man who is selfish. From that confrontation, he has been honest with her and has told her the truth about his feelings for her. She, understandably, has been very angry and abusive. His family adores her and doesn't want to see him with anyone else. Now, 18 months later, he's filing for divorce, and she and both of their families blame me. I see this woman's anger and pain, and I know it personally as well. I know what it's like to believe you have one thing and then the man chooses someone else out of the blue. I asked him why he still went down that aisle, and he told me he couldn't stand to disappoint her and everyone else, even though it wasn't what he wanted. Now I'm labeled as a homewrecker. He is living with me now, and I recently found out that his family will accept him with anyone else as long as it is not me. Now there is no peace, and we love each other, but we are hurting. He has changed so much because of all this. I know not everyone walks down that aisle for the right reason, and some even manipulate God's word. My ex-husband was abusive in every way, and I ended up having an affair. So I understand a lot of what he has been through. He just doesn't have the courage to face everyone who is so wrapped up in her. I never set out to be the other woman. Now I'm the main woman. I'm lost between all the judgment and I don't know what to do. Okay, I really think you and this guy that you're living with now, you guys need to break up. I mean, I don't see this going anywhere. The relationship didn't start out right in the beginning, in the first place. It's built on lies. He never told you that he was getting married. And now you're dealing with and in love with a self-proclaimed, he called himself this, sorry, selfish man. And that's what he's acting like. I mean, he's married. You're living together. This is 18 months later. Now he's filing for divorce. You guys are too worried about what the family thinks, what everybody thinks. I just think this is a relationship that's not only a disaster right now, but you're heading for more disaster if you don't break it off now. He's not the right guy for you. I just don't see this working at all. Steve?
Well, I have a different take, I think. First of all, can I say bull crap? I know better. Mm-hmm. See, first of all, he never told me he was getting married when we met. The wife called me and admitted that they got married after we met. What? I know that. That ain't nothing. The wife what? Called me and admitted that they got married after we met. Listen, he never told you he was getting married when y'all met. So the wedding was on. It was planned. He met you, started kicking with you. Now here go the part. Got married after we met and also admitted they were broken up right up to the wedding date. What? You know, how stupid that sound? That don't make no damn sense. How the hell you broken up all the way up to the wedding date? All this planning that go into a wedding. Because later on in the... I thought you went out to the courthouse. But then later on in the letter, he said, I asked him why he still went down that aisle, and he told me he couldn't stand to disappoint her and everyone else, even though it wasn't what he wanted. So that means there was some people at this ceremony. So they wasn't at the courthouse. So how you done planned the wedding all this time? I'm marrying her, witnesses, family members, all is here. Now all of a sudden, y'all broke up all the way up to the wedding day. For months, broke up. Then the wedding day come, well, you wanna go on down here? Yeah, everybody there. You know, we done ordered this food dress and everything. Man, please, I got my dress. Come on now. Come on. That first of all, bull crap. Yeah. he was spending the night with me all the way up to the wed night. Right up to the wed night? Come on, man. When he and I spoke after his wife called me, he explained that he never should have done it and that he married her to get back at his baby mama. What do that mean? I'm going to throw myself further off a cliff to get back at somebody who done something to me. So I'm going to throw my life into more of a turmoil.
Right.
All right, get out of here. Okay, now. Now, he said until he met me, he was used to moving like a sorry man who was selfish. And you don't think meeting you and sleeping with you right up to the night of the wedding and then not telling you, you don't think that's still a sorry man move? I do.
Yeah.
Then after that confrontation, he's been honest with her and has told her the truth about his feelings for her. She understandably was very angry and abusive. His family adores her and doesn't want to see him with anyone else. Now, 18 months later, here go to where we wouldn't let her get even more stupid. Now, 18 months later, he's filing for divorce, and she and both of their families blame me. You know why they blame you? You want me to tell you why they blame you?
Come on.
Because five lines later, you tell me he's living with me now.
Right. Come on.
Well. The family that adores the girl, all of a sudden, he filing for divorce, and not while the divorce is complete, just doing the filing, he moved right in with you. Everybody listening blame you.
Yeah.
It ain't just the family. I'm thinking you sound kind of tricky to me too right now. I mean, just to be honest with you, and you're leaving out a lot in the letter, but how you left? Well, after all this man did to you, got married on you, surprised you, threw your life into something. He filed for divorce. You move him right into your house. What's wrong with you? He's sorry. He ain't nothing as a man, but what's wrong with you, though?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.